The first stop on the Save the Rain Green Infrastructure Bike Tour was not exactly a big park or nature setting. It was Water Street, adjacent to the Erie Canal Museum. Teenager Chris Grenga of the Onondaga Environmental Corps explains how he's an advocate for the rain garden he maintains here when he used to ignore them.
If I walked by, I wouldn't pay attention to anything like this. But since I've gotten the job, I've been there since summer, fall, and now it's the spring. It just opened me up to tons of different things, and I share that with people that I know now.
The county is investing in jobs for young people, coordinator Greg Michael explains, for a few reasons.
They've been looking at, okay, now all these installations are in, how do we maintain them? So these guys get trained to do it. They come out to the lots and they're actually getting paid, getting a first work experience and learning about environmental science.
The rain gardens and porous pavers at the museum, part of the Save the Rain project, to keep excess water out of the sewer system and instead have it seep back into the ground. That in turn cuts down on sewer overflows that can dump raw sewage into streams and Onondaga Lake. Next stop for the bikers, the corner at the On Center and War Memorial, where a number of green infrastructure has been built. Ride coordinator Amy Samuels explained what might be planted in rain gardens, aside parking lots, and on the On Center's green roof.
We have plants in there that can tolerate getting wet, really wet, and maybe sitting in water for a day or two, but then they don't require water like a cattail or something like that to grow.
The parking lot here also uses porous pavement to let some water seep through instead of just run off. Riders then pedal to three basins near Skunk City with beds of plants.
Stormwater and raw sewer from our homes and businesses all together are treated by this constructed wetland. This is the first constructed wetland of its type in the nation.
Coordinator Chris Dodson explains how sewer overflows are diverted here.
As that water comes in, the wetland fills up. Those mats will float with the level of the water. Plants love nutrients. They'll eat those nutrients. They'll take up some of the nutrients.
This sewer diversion and the other Save the Rain projects, pretty unique ways to try and keep waterways and Onondaga Lake clean. Events like the weekend bike ride and others are trying to bring the public on board. Chris Bolt, WAER News.